BBC News. The UN in Afghanistan has urged the Taliban to investigate reports of alleged killing of detainees by their fighters in the northeastern Panjshir region. It said the investigation must be transparent and perpetrators must be held to account. Last week, videos emerged showing members of the Taliban opening fire on a group of captured members of the National Resistance Front, a coalition of anti-Taliban groups. The Taliban say they are investigating. At least two protesters have been killed during continuing protests in Iran, sparked by the death of a woman who'd been detained by the morality police.
Protests are reported in several cities in Iran's northwestern Kurdistan province. Mahsa Amini was from that region. Online videos show confrontations between protesters and the security forces who fired tear gas. In the capital, Tehran, female protesters removed their headscarves and shouted death to the dictator. Tehran's police commander has insisted that Ms. Amini suffered a heart attack, which sent her into a coma, a claim that many people are struggling to believe.
Restrictions have come into effect in Poland and the three Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia, barring the entry of Russian tourists into their territories. There'll be exemptions for some Russians, including those visiting family members, students, dissidents, lorry drivers and permanent residents of the European Union. And the developers of the best-selling computer game Grand Theft Auto say a hacker has leaked early footage from the game's next edition. More than 90 videos and images were posted on an online message board. The content leak has been described as one of the biggest security breaches in the gaming industry. BBC News.